I think it was pretty significant. This is the first time ivory has been destroyed in the Horn of Africa. Addis Ababa, the capital city of Ethiopia, is the seat of the African Union. So I think it's very important that this message of zero tolerance for elephant poaching, for ivory trafficking, that it come from Addis. And I think that sends a very strong message to the rest of the continent. And like so many countries that have also embarked on this path to destroy their stockpiles of ivory, it's a statement by the government that they recognize the issue, that they directly link ivory trade to elephant poaching, and that they are serious about cracking down on both.
I understand that it was an estimated 6.1 tons of raw tusks and other ivory pieces that were burned. Did this come from after making arrests?
Most of the ivory that was burned today, and it includes raw tusks, carvings, jewelry, chopsticks, most of this was confiscated ivory. This was ivory that was being smuggled through the country and mostly through the major airport there in Addis. So it was smuggled ivory. In large part, a lot of it was coming from other parts of the continent, other African countries, though some of it was most certainly from Ethiopia's own elephant population.
How many people have been arrested so far in Ethiopia regarding the trafficking of ivory?
Since 2010, there have been an estimated a little more than 730 arrests in the country. Just last year, there were a little over 100 arrests. And the majority of those arrests were made at the international airport, people who were trying to ferry ivory, you know, from other parts of the continent, from Ethiopia out of Africa. They were arrested there. And in large part, a majority of them were foreigners, many of Chinese nationality.
Have they actually been convicted and are they imprisoned?
There have been, yeah, a few, and I think that's an area that a lot of African countries and countries around the world, for that matter, are trying to strengthen, is that it's not really enough to make the arrest, that there really needs to be a system of handing down punitive sentences to those convicted of their crimes. And that's something that Ethiopia, per the Ivory Action Plan that it released last year, recognizes and is trying to tackle. They want to do a thorough analysis of their wildlife laws, amend those where they need to be amended, and then take steps to, you know, ensure that the laws are being enforced by law enforcement, by the judiciary in the country.
So what is their next step from here in attempts to continue to thwart this poaching?
Their next steps are really going to be strengthening the capacity of the wildlife authority there, the Ethiopian Wildlife Conservation Authority, in dealing with this issue. A lot of wildlife agencies are underfunded and undermanned to really address the problem. And they've started to do that. They are adding rangers to that force, and they're in that process now. And then working with conservation groups, other non-governmental organizations, and other governments, they're not only sending the message with the burning of ivory, but they're also sending the message through handing down punitive sentences that they really do have zero tolerance for this, and that Ethiopia will not be a safe haven for ivory traffickers or elephant poachers, and that it will no longer be a key transit hub for trafficked ivory.
Do you think the international community recognizes just how serious poaching is to the elephant population for Africa?
Definitely. The international community is very aware and very mobilized right now to address this issue. And that's a great sign, because that's really what happened in the 1980s when we had our previous poaching wars and elephant populations were in decline across the continent. And as soon as the international community mobilized and a number of countries got on board and there was a lot of public attention to the issue, that's when we had the international ban on the international trade in ivory in 1989. And after that, you saw a significant decline in the trade in illegal ivory, and you saw an increase and a stabilization of elephant populations in Africa. So that's what we're seeing again here, is this mobilization of public awareness and action and resources toward addressing this issue. And it's pulling in actors from all parts of the world, from China to the U.S. to Ethiopia to Gabon to the Philippines. Everybody is mobilizing around this issue.